Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
With one very important caveat that we are not experts, we are podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number, where you can also text us, is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And here's the rundown of where you can find us. Our website is Forever 35 Podcast. That's where we have links of everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod and on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. And we also have a very big and fun Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And we have a newsletter that comes out fortnightly, as a listener encouraged us to try to say. And you can sign up for that fortnightly newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
And I also just want to put in a plug for the official Thanks for Waiting launch event on June 28th and 29th. We couldn't contain it to just one night. It's two nights of fun. Kate will be there both nights because I've somehow roped her into this.
I'll be weighing in from my dad's house.
I know, I'm excited for this.
We'll see how my dad's internet does.
I'm excited for East Coast Kate.
I'm a different person on the East Coast. I'm going to be in a
boat
shoes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So if you want to see East Coast Kate, come on over to the event. The tickets are available on Eventbrite. We'll put a link in the show notes. There's two types of tickets. There's a free ticket that gets you access to the live stream, and there's a paid ticket where you can get a signed hardcover copy of Thanks for Waiting from our friends at Book Soup. You also get access to the after party where we'll just be hanging. We'll be playing a party game. There might be some audience participation. I mean, look, anything could happen. And you'll have access to some Q&A stuff if you buy the paid ticket. So we hope that some of you will do that, but we also hope that some of you will just show up. I feel like there's something else I wanted to say about that. I remembered what I wanted to mention.
Go for it.
My book was selected as one of Apple Books' best books of June.
Well, la de frickin' da. Look at you. That's
you are exciting. Talking to an Apple Books Best Book of June author, okay?
Finally.
I know.
Finally, I talked to one.
It's what you've been waiting for.
I have my whole life. No, I kid, but with love. That's really exciting. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy. So that was nice. They tagged me on Instagram and I was like, well, what have we here?
Well, and you know, at the time of this recording, earlier today, our podcast was featured on the frickin' Today Show.
I mean,
what is happening?
Yeah. So this was now, if you're listening to this on the day that the show airs, this was now a week ago, but you can check it out on our Instagram. It was very exciting. We were chosen as one of their summer pods to listen to.
I mean, what?
We're just so breezy and summery. That's why they chose us.
We are just so relaxed and casual and not full of panic and fear.
Not at all.
I love like anyone tuning in, anyone who's like, oh, this was recommended on the Today Show. I'll tune in. And then literally half of this episode today is going to be dedicated to pooping. So welcome new listeners.
Welcome one and all.
We talk about everything here.
We really do. So anyway, here we are.
A fun thing that's happening today is that we are going to kick off this episode with some skincare chitter chatter.
It's true.
Chitter chatter? That's not a thing. Chit chat.
Chit chat.
Chitter chatter? That's like, I made that up, right? Just confirming that's not a word.
I think you did.
I did it. I did that. Okay. Chitter chatter. Okay. So we've got some skincare chit chat, and I really like what you're bringing to the table today, Dory.
Thank you.
Because you don't just bring a product to the table, but you raise kind of a larger question about skincare at large. So take it away. What have you been up to over there in your abode?
Listen, I just always like to make things about more than just skincare. You know what
well,
I mean?
Skincare is not just skin deep.
Wow. I am really hashtag blessed to be doing this podcast with you.
Look, if I'm not living, laughing, and loving, then what am I doing?
Okay, so here's the deal. I am really liking the Skin Fix Resurface Plus AHA Renewing Body Cream. That is a long product title.
It's a mouthful.
They really wanted to jam everything in there. They were like, should we just call it the Renewing Body Cream? No, we need to make sure everyone knows it has AHA. Well, wait, what about the resurfacing? Oh, yeah, we should put that in too. Oh, wait, but we have to say plus. It has to be plus.
Hey.
Wow. I didn't know I felt so strongly about this.
You have some notes on the name of the product.
Look, I'm just saying it's a mouthful, okay?
It is long. It is
and
long.
And it's like a lot to remember. Like if I go into a store, I'm going to be like, I want that Skin Fix body stuff. I'm not going to remember Resurface Plus AHA Renewing Body Cream, okay?
All right. Skin Fix, take note. Dory has some thoughts.
Well, and I say this with love because I really love the product.
Yeah, you know, this has become a favorite brand of mine in the last year. I found their face cream and it like their triple lipid face cream and it changed everything for me. Changed the game.
I find them to be very focused. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have like a million products in their product line. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Like they're very focused. It's kind of no frills. It's not super cheap, but it's not exorbitant. It's kind of like a mid-range Sephora's brand, if you will. Now, I will say that this particular Resurface Plus AHA Renewing Body Cream is a little bit more than I would normally spend on a body cream. It's $45 for a 10-ounce jar. And like that price does give me pause. But here's the thing. As we have discussed recently, I believe you brought this up. Why do we not want to spend as much on our bodies as we do on our faces?
I mean, I have the answer.
Right. Well, we said people see our faces more than our bodies.
Yes.
But like, doesn't that also raise the question of like, who are we doing this for? Are we just doing it for the gaze of others?
I mean, 100% yes. I'm sorry I didn't let you finish, but like, of course we're just...
No, it's just like, interesting. It just makes me think about this stuff.
I mean, it's a bummer, right? It's kind
it
of depressing, but I think we all understand that like, we are all here seeking approval still,
well,
even if we try not to.
And the other thing is like, our faces are smaller than the rest of our bodies. Like, remember how scandalous it was when everyone was talking about how Jennifer Lopez uses La Mer all over her body?
I don't remember that, but I love it. I love it. Of course she would.
And it was like, oh my God, La Mer, like, it's so expensive. Do you use like a whole jar every time you like lotion up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's interesting. So I was thinking about that because I do really like this product. You know, as discussed many times on the pod, I have KP on my arms and actually also on my legs.
Mm.
Not as severely, but I now notice it. And I have found that this lotion, I don't think the KP is totally gone, but I do think it makes my skin smoother. It kind of turns the skin over quickly. That's that AHA Resurface Plus in action.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it makes my like elbows smoother. So it's just, I think it's really nice. So I recommend, and then, so as I was thinking about this whole, like, why don't we spend money on our bodies versus our faces? I realized I also have this bias against pants.
What? I've okay. seen you wear pants.
Of course. I own pants.
Oh, you mean this like financial bias?
Yes.
Like pants,
yes,
the
yes,
value
yes.
of pants.
The value of pants. I think I will spend money on jeans, but like pants, I'm always like, I don't know. Like I'll spend more on a shirt for some reason, but not a t-shirt, but a shirt. I don't know.
I get it. There are things that for some reason, now some of us are wired not to feel this way about anything. And some of us are wired to feel this way about everything. But I feel like most of us are like, some things we'll spend money on and some things we absolutely will not.
Yeah. And it's not that I won't spend money on pants. It's that when if I see like a really nice pair of pants and they're expensive, I feel like I pause more than I would with, say, a dress for sure, probably a shirt, shoes. Yeah, I will spend money on shoes. But for some reason, pants just like don't strike me as a thing that I want to spend money on. But maybe that's why I don't have any great pants.
I think you have fine pants.
My pants are fine. And not to say that like spending money on pants correlates with like great pants. Like I think as we all know that is not always a direct correlation. But there is often a correlation with quality and like tailoring. And I just don't think I have nice pants. That's all.
I mean, listen. I feel like the pants listening to this podcast are going to be very offended.
Well, none of them in my house are listening.
They're all fine.
Yeah, they're all fine. Anyway, Kate, sorry, I got us off skincare, but you also had some skincare news.
Okay, so, you know, I have been playing around with trying a minimalistic skincare routine, albeit with fancy products that were provided to me. I did not pay for them. We like to have full transparency here in the Forever 35 world. So the folks at Vintner's Daughter sent us their two products or sent me their two products. And I was like, I'm going to try them together. Like all I need to do was cleanse and then use this essence and then use this serum. And of course some sunscreen and like toodly-doo, I'm on my way. Like, let's see what it's like having a two-step skincare routine, you know, because I tend to be like the person who dabbles in all the prods and one night I'm using my retinol, the next night I'm using my active glycolic. And then like, I like to try different creams. So I've been doing this now for 3 weeks and I think I committed to a 4 week experiment. And it's been an interesting learning experience about myself.
Okay.
So first of all, I should say that my skin looks fine and it looks the same. Nothing like miraculous has happened. I really like Vintner's Daughter's products. I think they're lovely, but I like it's not like all of a sudden I'm like gleaming like a polished spoon. Like I just am the same, which is fine. And I have never had things with my skin that I have felt like I've needed to treat. My skin has been pretty much the same, you know, aside from some, you know, wrinkles and sunspots and all those good things. So anyway, but I will be honest, I have not been fully monogamous with these products. I love playing with skincare. It doesn't irritate my skin to do so, more or less. Some products have, but for the most part, it doesn't. And I just kind of realized, like, I think I'm a maximalist when it comes to skincare. I don't know if I'm ever going to want to just be like, these are my two products and that's the end. Like, I love layering stuff on, maybe two different mists. I just enjoy the, it's like playtime for me.
Hey, I think this is a good thing to learn about yourself.
And, you know, there have been a couple, at first I was like, there were a couple nights where I wasn't feeling like just using the serum was enough for hydration. So I was using, I've layered something on top of it. And then like today, I really like Osea, who's a sponsor of our show. Mm-hmm. They have, their products are beautiful and they have this lovely like daily moisturizer that I just love. So I put that on and I just think I want to be free. I don't want to settle down with a product, even the ones that I love. Like I was mentioning that Skin Fix triple lipid.
Yeah, I really
like that. But I still try other things.
You're polyamorous when it comes to skincare.
I am monogamous to my husband. Let me tell you, I've been with that guy for 18 years.
That's a long ass time.
It's a long frickin' time. I was wearing boot cut jeans when I met him. And I'll probably be wearing them again next year because they're coming back in style. Yes. I mean, there was no other option. It wasn't like seven jeans was making high rise boot cut.
I recall.
God. And my shirts, I have a long torso. I mean, look, we don't need to revisit 2003. But, you know, like when it comes to this stuff, like I love the idea of trying new things. And, you know, there's all sorts of articles you can read, like you only need 2 steps, you know, 10 steps, whatever. But and I'm kind of leaning on the fact that like, I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
Wow. Okay.
No article is going to tell me how to do my skincare, nor is a podcast that I make. So anyway, as much as I have really loved using these Vintner Daughter products and would heartily recommend them if it's something people are interested in, I also have really enjoyed like not just committing to them. So, you know, there we go. Yep. Skincare with Kate Spencer.
Well, listen, that was illuminating. I think we can all agree.
Oh, yes. This was scintillating content for me.
See, that was good.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do that pun.
Wait, really?
No! I didn't even mean to.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was perfect. That was perfectly done.
God damn it. Well done. This is why I'm not good at puns. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so this first voicemail that we received has been chosen because they basically say the opposite of what I just declared. And so I thought it would be a great antidote to my opinions.
Hello. This is a longtime listener, first time caller here. And I wanted to reach out and just get some thoughts about some recent skincare changes that I've made. So when I was a teenager, I had pretty bad acne. And at a young age, at like maybe 14, maybe 13, I developed a like multi-step skincare routine. I was seeing a dermatologist, getting Retin-A back then. And I basically had a pretty involved skincare routine up until, you know, then. I'm now 26, so I've been doing heavy skincare for over 10 years now. But I have still not... I've still not grown out of the very oily skin phase that felt like as a teen. I was like, well, when I'm in my 20s, my skin's going to clear up. That never really happened. It's gotten better, but it never like really cleared up, and it's still very oily. So I tried some new things that go totally against everything I hear about skincare recommendations, and I'm shocked that they're actually working. So this is, I've been doing this for about 2 months now. I only oil cleanse at night. I do not do any follow-up cleansing, and I only cleanse at night to take off makeup. I don't use any moisturizer, which I feel like every skincare person is like, what are you doing? I've been using moisturizer forever. Like, listen, but I don't know why, but my skin is really liking that. I also still use acid, so I use glycolic and salicylic acid at night, and then in the morning I use niacinamide, which I've learned my skin just loves niacinamide. But yeah, my skin is way better than it's literally ever been, and I'm doing almost nothing to it. And so I want to know if anybody else has had this experience, if anyone is, you know, interested in maybe cutting back and then slowly, you know, reintroducing and seeing like what works, what doesn't. Obviously my wallet is thankful for that, But yeah, all right. I did a pretty good job not being too long-winded, or maybe I was long-winded, but I'm going to hang up now. Bye-bye.
The exact opposite of what I just said.
Yeah, which just goes to show.
Yeah, you do what's best for you.
Exactly.
And like what is working for this listener is amazing. Like the fact that they're having the best like skin experience of their life. That's all you want.
That is all you want. Wow. Okay.
So maybe someone else is also doing this practice. I would love to hear.
Yeah, I'm here for this. I'm here for this whole journey.
Well, are you here for this next journey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Shall I read this?
I'm just going to pass it to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's so thoughtful. Kate and Dory, help. I'm a millennial who for years was very hair adverse down there. I know. I finally saw the light a couple years ago and fully embraced the wonder that is pubic hair. Okay, so here's my problem. I just noticed I'm getting gray hair down there. What do people do about this? Why aren't we talking about this? I'm outraged. I thought I had years before this was my reality. It's especially funny, sad, because I'm pregnant and it just seems very jarring with my pregnant belly. I get it, universe. We were meant to procreate in our teens and 20s. Thanks in advance, my friends.
You know, I think you just have to embrace the wonder that is graying pubic hair.
Yeah.
Just like you did a while ago about your pubes in general.
Yeah.
Look, we're all getting gray pubes.
It's just a thing that happens.
And I'm sure if you want, you could dye your pubic hair.
Yeah, I know that you can. I mean, not from personal experience, but I know that there is pubic hair dye.
Specifically pubic hair dye? I was thinking I would just buy beard dye.
I don't think I would do that.
Okay. Do you dye your pubes, anyone out there?
This seems like really an unnecessary amount of work. But I can't put myself in your shoes.
Who's to say?
What's
interesting in observing my own body hair is that I have the occasional gray hair on my head, but I have noticed that my pubic hair is grayer than my head hair.
Oh, that's
it's going faster, which may be what this listener is experiencing. They seem like they're younger than me. They've described themselves as a millennial, and I'm a Xennial or whatever the heck we're called, Generation X, essentially.
Xennial.
Would rather be Gen X than millennial. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Be
in the Reality Bites generation. Thank you very much. But I don't know. I mean, like, look, also the things that we're self-conscious about are like unique to ourselves. So this is not my thing, but like, by all means, you can be mad about this. It's weird. It's weird that our bodies change.
Totally.
It's freaking weird.
Yeah. And it's okay to be upset about it. But yes, congrats on your pregnancy.
Yeah. And you know what? The nice thing is pretty soon, as your pregnancy continues, you will not be able to see your pubic hair.
This is true.
So, you know.
Oh, God. All right. Well, on a completely different note, we have another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I just listened to the episode where you talked about going on a backpacking trip. You answered questions about people wanting to go backpacking. And I just got really excited about the idea of the two of you committing to a backpacking trip together in 2022. And like, if you could record little dispatches from the, like, from the ridge or from the mountaintop or whatever, like you guys sitting around your little fire eating, you know, beans or like some GORP or something. I just think that would be just, that gives me something to look forward to. So I'm really hoping that that happens. Just a little push in that direction. All right. Thanks to you both. All right. Bye-bye.
Wait, wasn't there another listener who wanted us to take a road trip and like document it?
We've really been encouraged to go on a trip, I think, is what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm gathering. People really want some dispatches from us.
Would you go on a backpacking trip? I feel like that could either make or break our friendship.
You know, I think there is like a humorous kind of like 240-something ladies who would rather be at home, like taking a bath, decide to go on a backpacking trip.
Holy shit.
I mean, you know, if that's not a buddy comedy, I don't know what is.
And then we write the memoir.
Yeah.
It is our wild, our eat, pray, love.
Yeah.
But do you have any interest in backpacking? This is something I would do, but I'm not sure. Are you keen on it?
You know what I do have an interest in? I do have an interest in a big old road trip.
Okay.
Like a big...
Like across the country?
Yeah, I've never driven cross country. Have you?
I have with my college boyfriend.
Oh, see? You could now do it with your work wife.
You would be a lot better of a companion, let's be honest.
I just, you know, I feel like there's just so many things that I want to see and do in this big old country of ours.
I mean, I do think one of the things that's so interesting about being American, at least for me, is that I haven't seen most of this country. You know, there's so much to it.
Same.
And same. I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious.
I mean, look, I haven't been to Dollywood.
Me neither. I haven't even been to Tennessee.
Me neither.
Okay, well, that seems like the first stop. I would love to go to Dollywood. Talk about, also, can we just put Dolly on the vision board of podcast guests?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes,
we can die.
We totally can.
Man. So, yeah, okay, we're going to go to Tennessee. You know, I would love to revisit New Orleans.
I've never been.
Tori, what have you been doing? What's
literally
going on?
I literally don't know. What have I been doing?
I've never been to Chicago. Have you been to Chicago?
I have been to Chicago.
Okay. Never been there.
Twice? Three times? Three times
have
I've been to Chicago.
Have you been to Idaho?
Nope.
I don't think I have either. The pandemic also has made me feel more urgently that I want to see things.
Yes.
And do things as opposed to just like accumulate stuff. I say this as I just declared that I love skincare products, but you know, I contain multitudes.
You really do.
All right. We should take a break. To answer this listener's question, we're on it. We'll do it our way, but we're into it.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're talking all poop. So just heads up if you're not a poop person. Butts up.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we are back with, as promised, some poop info.
Hi, I had to pause the pod to offer some poop advice. I worked in a busy lab, and I have a very shy bowel. So here's what you do. I have the solution. You buy Poopery, that spray, because it really does work miracles. You spray it in the toilet water, you can smell nothing. A. B, you have a white noise app on your phone and you just play it in the bathroom. That way you can't hear anyone else And I feel it does provide a kind of psychological security blanket. And then you just poop. And another floor, if you can swing it, for sure. That's it. Love the pod. Thanks.
Another floor, if you can swing it.
I would add to that, I would wear headphones with the white noise.
Oh, that's a hot tip.
Because the white noise isn't for anyone else but you. So I would just blast it, or like a tune or a podcast. Maybe you're listening to this podcast right now while you're pooping. Let us know. But yeah, I think that does help kind of eliminate the ridiculous self-consciousness that we all feel pooping in public.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Here's an email. First of all, I just want to say we got so many messages about pooping.
People have very strong feelings about this.
And like, it's never talked about. So let's get into it. Someone wrote, email subject, urgent public health notice, everybody poops. Hey guys, first email for me. I was listening to Mini-Ep 205 and the person with bloating and anxiety about having to poop in a shared bathroom at work. And I had to share this advice. Drum roll, please. If you flush while you are pooping, it both covers the sound and eliminates 80% of the odor. And then if you finish up with a pee, you can flush again. It's the courtesy flush. Fully agree that all public bathrooms should come with spray to take care of the remaining 20%. For the environmentalists that may protest, thanks to updated regulations, water-efficient toilets use roughly 1.28 gallons per flush, whereas older toilets can use up to 7 gallons of water with every flush. I ask you, isn't your mental health, time, and your company's efficiency worth 1.5 to 3 gallons of water? Don't be a silent pooper waiting for the potential pooper next door to go first. It's a waste of time. And everyone can identify you by your shoes anyway. I'm the CEO of a biotech company and have had to deal with this issue for 25 years. So ladies, flush with a flourish and move on.
Wow. I strongly disagree with this advice.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
First of all, okay, fine. It's less water than older toilets use, but it's still a waste of water. Like, still a waste of water, and especially in California where we are in a drought.
I know.
I personally like wouldn't feel great about making a practice of this. Also, I'm a little confused about the logistics of this. If you flush while you're pooping, does this listener mean flush while you're sitting on the toilet?
Yes.
And then have like, but then like all the poop like splashes back up onto your butt.
Who cares, Dory? Who cares about germs when you're hiding a poop?
I do. And it's not just germs. It's like gross. I don't know. This does not sit well with me. I don't care if this person's the CEO of a biotech company. From where I sit on this toilet, this person is not an expert, okay?
Wow, I didn't know this was going to get heated.
Well, listen.
Okay, well, listen, this next listener has a whole other system that also is not necessarily the most environmentally friendly.
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, go for it, Dory. You do this one.
All right. Hi, Kate and Dory. As a longtime anxious work pooper, I recently discovered a trick that minimizes the anxiety of leave behinds, aka the poop swirl in the bowl. I never realized this was a thing until a few years ago when I'd be sitting in the work bathroom and women would come in and make a fuss about the swirls in the other unoccupied toilet. Unfortunately, it was then that I discovered that sometimes I'd have to stand there flushing the toilet 4 to 5 times to clear it. So what I do is tear off a strip of TP and lay it in the unused toilet, creating a slide, if you will. Then I poop on it, flush the toilet, and 90% of the time a second flush is unnecessary. It also helps dampen the loud splashing sound. I do this at home, too. My tiny apartment with my husband has one bathroom. Maybe I'm in the minority here, but despite being married a few years, I'd rather my husband not hear me poop or see the results, its results in the bowl. Thanks for just providing the space to share these sort of tips.
Now, I have never thought about doing this, but I am intrigued.
This is some ingenuity right here.
This is taking it to a new level, and I will say...
It really is.
Like, the poop swirl, especially, like, what if you're at a party at someone's house or something?
Oh,
do you get anxious about the poop swirl, Dory? I do. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I do. I do.
I hear that.
So, you know, making a bed for your poop to lay in the toilet is a fascinating solution.
I agree.
What are we all doing? I mean, look at all the shit we're doing behind closed bathroom doors.
Seriously.
All right, let's end with this this listener, because I have a question I thought we could kind of open up here. Hey, Kat and Dora, loved the real and honest conversation about poop anxiety on the latest mini-app. It is nice hearing I am not alone in holding back in public places or in someone's home. Wondering if you have any tips on pooping when traveling with a group or on vacation, i.e. staying in a hotel. Not that I will be traveling anywhere anytime soon as I'm boarded up in Canada, but I would appreciate any travel tips. In the past, I've snuck to the bathroom late at night or found public restrooms in the hotel or shopping areas. There's got to be a better way. Also, how long did it take both of you to become comfortable pooping when staying or living with your spouses? Another anxiety-ridden topic. Take care and stay regular. Together, we can normalize healthy pooping habits.
Great.
I mean,
take
again.
Take care and stay regular.
Oh, boy. You know, here's where I kind of think is what has worked for me is like full poop transparency.
Yeah, I think there's like, no other way.
If I'm like, let's say my best friend and I are sharing a hotel room, I'll just be like, hey, I'm going to go poop. So like that's why you don't do the awkward thing where you both like pretend like the bathroom doesn't smell when it clearly does. You know, that kind of like embarrassing. Like, let's just be more open about the fact that we're all pooping. And my husband and I are not, like, I don't hide the fact that I poop from him, and he certainly does not for me. Although we don't do it in front of each other.
Same. And Kate, this is good for me to know when we go on our road trip.
Oh, I'm going to have the first.
I will expect full poop transparency.
No, I'm going to be putting those like cushions in the toilet, like the slide that the listener suggested. And you're going to hear like 70 flushes coming from the bathroom. And then the bathroom's going to smell like fake flowers. And you'll know that I've been in the bathroom.
I can't wait. All right. Well, listen, everyone, this has been really fun.
I'm glad that we are really carving out a niche for topics here, and that topic is poop.
Yes. Amen.
This is what you thought you'd be doing with this podcast, right? When we started?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, we do sincerely appreciate that people feel safe talking to us about this stuff. So thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.